Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Now come on, boys and girls, let's all have some fun with Happy Hank. Hey, you feeling chipper today? Well, how about a great big laugh? Let's all laugh together. One, two, three. Oh, hey, that's fun. You know, I think we ought to start off with a song. And I've got a dandy one about the calendar. You know, the calendar tells you the days of the week and the month of the year. And here's the way that song goes. 60 seconds make a minute, something sure you can learn in it. 60 minutes make an hour, work with all your might and power. 24 hours make a day, time enough for work and play. 7 days a week will make, you will learn if pains you take. That's a swell song, isn't it? Yes, well, look who's coming, it's our pal Squeaky.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank, and hi there, girls and fellows.
What? And here's Popcorn, our little watchdog pal. Well, Popcorn says hello, and he wants to know if I have a riddle for today. Yes, indeed, Popcorn, and it's a sticker, too. Hey, you'd better put on your thinking caps, boys and girls, and see if you can figure out our riddle for today. Are you ready? Well, here it is. What is full of holes, but still holds water?
Oh, boy, say, that's a hard one. What is full of holes, but still holds water? Well, what's the answer, Happy Hank?
Oh, no, not so fast. No, sirree. I want you to figure it out for yourself. Now, boys and girls, if you can't figure out the answer, I'll tell you the answer at the end of the program today. Say, that's right, Popcorn. Yes, sir, it's time for our pickup race. Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Yes, sir, you hear that buzz? Well, boys and girls, that's our magic electric eye. And when you hear that buzz, you know that I'm looking at you right through your radio. Say, just look at all the boys and girls out there today. Well, let's see those big happy smiles.
Well, look, Happy Hank, you see that little girl with the pink dress?
Which one? Oh, yes, I see her now.
Oh, boy, she's cute.
Well, and so is that one over there with the blue ribbon. Well, you can turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
Now, you boys and girls who've taken part in our pickup race before, you already know what we do. But for all you boys and girls who are listening for the first time, here's what we do. Now, we're going to line up in front of the radios, and when I blow the whistle like this, we'll start marching around the room and picking up all the papers and books and magazines and toys and coats and hats, and we'll put everything back where it belongs. Yes, sirree, we're going to help Mother clean up the rooms nice and neat. And I know that you don't mean to let things lie around on the floor and the furniture. You just forget sometimes to put them away, don't you? Well, this is going to be a race now between the boys and the girls. I want to see who can do the best job. Now, Popcorn will tell us when the race is over. Then we'll look through the magic electric eye and count up. Squeaky keeps track of the score and, who's ahead, Squeaky?
Just a minute now, I'll tell you. Let's see, the girls have, and the boys are, well, for goodness sake.
Well, what's the matter, Squeaky?
Well, it looks like the boys are two ahead.
Two ahead? Well, what do you know about that? Say, what are you girls going to do today? Are you going to try to win the pickup race today? Well, you'd better snap into it. Attention, boys and girls, heads up, heels together. Yes, and when I say forward march and left, right, you'll know what to do. I'll blow the whistle, too, like this. And now, forward march, left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and a left, right, left. Now hang up all those caps and hats and coats. Get down on the floor and look under the davenports and the chairs and the tables. Pick up those toys and funny papers and books. Say, you'd better hurry, 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 hurry. Pick it up, pick it up. This is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left. Say, but if you haven't finished, you'd better hurry, because you have just a few seconds left. Popcorn is watching the clock. The race is almost over. Popcorn is up on his toes, and there he goes. The pickup race is over. Oh, boy, and that was an exciting race, too, wasn't it? Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here we go.
Now stand back from your radios, boys and girls, so I can see what you did. Will you just look at that? Say, we had a wonderful pickup race today.
Well, who won, Happy Hank?
Well, I don't know yet, Squeaky, but first we'll have to count the boys. Now, all the boys who finished the pickup race when I blew the whistle, put up your hands. 17, 29, 17. Okay, you can put your hands down now. Now let's have the girls' hands. Let's see, 95, 60, 70. Hey, that's fine. Put your hands down, girls. Turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay. Now, who won the race, Happy Hank? Who won, huh? Well, hurry up and tell.
Well, it was a close race. Believe me, it was close. But the winners today are the girls.
Hooray! Well, good for you, girls. I knew you'd do it today.
Well, now, you go mark up the score for the girls, Squeaky. And, boys, you needn't be discouraged. Remember, you're still leading by one race. Just keep on trying and sing this song. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try, try again. Then your courage will appear. For if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try, try again. All right now, boys and girls, today we have a brand new slogan song for you. Now, I want all of you to listen closely while I sing this song so you can learn the words and sing it with me. It's called Don't Play in the Streets. And say, I hope that you don't play in the streets. With so many automobiles going up and down the streets all day, why, if you play in the streets, you might get knocked down and run over. And I certainly don't want that to happen. No siree. Why, just the other day, a little boy that I know was playing ball on the street. The ball bounced away from him, and he ran after it. He didn't see a car that was coming along, and he was knocked down, and he broke his arm and his left leg. And right now, he's in the hospital, and he won't be able to run around and play ball again for a long time. So when you go out to play, you stay in your own yards or go to your school playgrounds. So now you see why I want you to remember our new slogan song, Don't Play in the Street. Here's the way it goes. Whenever you go out to play, don't play in the street. Have your fun some other way, don't play in the street. The curb is the limit, so be on your guard and stay on the sidewalk. You'll find it's not hard to have just as much fun in your own front yard. Don't play in the street. Yes, sir. Now, boys and girls, it's time to listen in on our pals Squeaky and Sputters and Rocket. Hey, I wonder what the boys are doing today. Be quiet now and listen to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters, with Rocket, were trying to find the lost mine shown on the map that Rocket's lost uncle had given him. Well, they ran onto the tracks of Black Tom's gang and realized that Black Tom is looking for the same thing. Now, this is bad, because if Black Tom finds the boys, he has a big enough gang to capture them all. Say, what are they going to do? As the scene opens, it is night, and the boys are talking things over. Listen.
Now, Sputters, if Black Tom really is looking for the lost mine, too, we're in a spot. We can't afford to run into him and his gang.
Boy, you said it. Hey, well, where's Rocket? You know, with Black Tom so close, we've all got to stick close together.
Yes, sir. Well, Rocket went out to look for some wood for the campfire. I wonder if Black Tom really has captured Rocket's lost uncle and is making him show the gang where the lost mine is. Hey, I heard something.
Yes, so did I. And it sounded like... Uh-oh, here comes Rocket.
Oh, my goodness. Save me. I'm scared. Let's get out of here. Oh, me. Oh, me.
Well, what's the matter, Rocket? What happened?
Didn't you hear that ghost? Something laughed out there in the bushes. Can Baz laugh?
Boy, you really are scared. Hey, look, Squeaky. He can hardly stand up. Is that really your knees shaking so hard, Rocket?
Well, that ain't the wind blowing up my pants leg. But didn't you all hear that something laugh out there in the bushes?
Well, now, it seems to me...
No, Rocket, we didn't hear a thing. We can't afford to let Rocket know a thing, Sputters.
Yeah, I know it. No, Rocket, we didn't hear a thing. Hey, what did you say it sounded like?
It sounded like ghosts and hands. You mean you didn't hear nobody laugh at all?
Well, now, it must have been just two limbs rubbing together. You know, sometimes that sounds like somebody laughing.
Yeah, the two limbs rubbing together wouldn't do this, would it? Look what I found.
This is my uncle's pipe. He look, it's got his initials writ right on it. I seen him smoke this pipe lots of times.
What? Your uncle's pipe? Hey, Splinters, that means that...
Yeah, I know what it means. It means that Black Tom really has captured Rocket's uncle and is making him show where the lost mine is.
Hear that? That ain't no two limbs rubbing together. That's a ghost or a bear. I ain't gonna stay here. I'm going home. I'm leaving. Help! Help! Help!
Hey, Rocket! Wait! Wait, Rocket!
Oh, we can't let him run away in the dark, Splinters. He'll get lost, sure. Stop, Rocket! Wait for us! Wait for us!
Well, my goodness, Rocket has run away in the dark. Will Squeaky and Splinters be able to find him? And what was that mysterious laugh? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Splinters. And now, boys and girls, it's birthday time. Popcorn says so, too, and so let's all sing the birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, what is full of holes but still holds water? Well, the answer is a sponge. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.